Since early May, healthcare worker Lisa Vasquez spends most of her Thursday afternoons in the parking lot of St. Aloysius of Gonzaga Church in Nashua. At 3 p.m., the church parking lot turns into a testing site. A little before people arrive, Vasquez and the rest of the Nashua Public Health team don gloves, gowns, and face shields as they get ready to test people for COVID-19.
All right, everybody stay safe. Let's have a good testing site today.
Most of the sites like this in the state are drive-in, but this one also has a separate line for people to just walk in and get a test. That is by design, Vasquez says. About one in four people in this neighborhood don't own a car.
You like drive around this community, you might see many people walking because it's a walkable community. People can walk to the downtown areas, to the library.
Another thing you might notice, signs in a lot of different languages.
Nashua is very culturally diverse in general, but in this area you see a lot of people that would maybe describe themselves as Latino, immigrants from Africa, Asia. I can't think of any place that might not be represented.
About 20% of people in this Nashua neighborhood are foreign-born, and about 40% are Latino, according to the census. About a month into the pandemic, the city set up its first public testing site at Nashua North High School in late April. But the site was not reaching the Latino population, and that was a priority for the city. Nashua North was only accessible to people with cars, which left out a large part of the community the city was trying to reach.
And so we were looking at social determinants of health, and we wanted to make sure that we did not have barriers that would prevent people from being able to get to our testing sites.
That's Bobby Bagley, Nashua's public health director. She and other public health professionals say there are many factors that determine people's health outcomes, things like where they live, how much they earn, and if they're a racial or ethnic minority in this country. Bagley and her team realized they needed a new testing site, so they started looking for a place that would be easier for more people to reach. And St. Aloysius Church fit the bill. It's walkable, and it's known in Nashua as the Spanish Church.
We wanted to make sure that we were, you know, reaching out to those communities that would be impacted the greatest by COVID-19, but we're also communities that usually are what we would call underserved.
As Bagley's team was figuring out how to deal with COVID in their community, they were keenly aware of the nationwide statistics that COVID-19 is disproportionately affecting Black and Latino people. In New Hampshire, those two groups make up about 17% of total COVID cases statewide, but account for just a little over 5% of the state's population. This isn't necessarily a surprise to Bagley. She says the disease is more likely to affect people with underlying health conditions like hypertension, diabetes, and obesity, and those already disproportionately affect minority communities. Bagley says a big priority for her office was reaching out to community leaders and organizations with information about prevention, social support systems, and locations to get tested for COVID.
Si usted quiere servicios de el,
part of that is getting the message out in different languages. Lisa Vasquez, one of the city's bilingual public health workers, does regular PSAs in Spanish on the radio. She also translates information into Spanish and spends time answering the city's COVID-19 hotline.
Para más información o si usted quiere servicios.
Bobby Bagley says she feels Nashua's strategy so far has reached the area's Latino population in a meaningful way. Nearly 30% of people who have gotten tests so far at city clinics are Latino. But Bagley says there are still communities that haven't been as reached in her city.
We don't have that same type of access or even reaching out to get tested from our refugee population in Nashua.
Or people who are low income. And Bagley says she's seen fewer African Americans or African residents stop by the testing center at St. Aloysius, and that more work needs to be done to reach these groups. Bagley says other inequities affect health outcomes, economics, education, and systemic racism.
And we know in particular with our populations of color, those disparities have existed for decades. And so we need to make sure that we have a particular focus on addressing those needs so that we can close those gaps and improve the health outcomes for that population group.
The state of New Hampshire is now focusing more on that. Governor Sununu appointed Bagley to a 5-person equity response team in May to develop a strategy and plan to address some of those disparities. But Bagley says that focus needs to be a sustained part of the state's response, not just to the current pandemic, but in normal times too. Daniela Ali, NHPR News.